It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. The Coffee Black Show.
Yo, what's up, people? How y'all doing? Welcome to the Coffee Black Show. This is your host, R-E-G-G-I-E, and I be on this MIC. How's everybody doing? Everybody feeling all right? Everybody feeling okay? Hey, man, weather is changing, y'all. Weather is changing. Yes, it is. It is getting hot out there. It is getting H-O-T out there. Hey, you know what that means? It's time for some ice creams. Yeah, so, doing this, I'm not following keto all the way, just a little bit, do a little bit of keto here, there, here, but I am doing low carb, and one of my favorite treats is ice cream. I love me some ice cream, so I have to cut down on the carbs, you know? The carbohydrates, which turns into starch and sugar and all that stuff. And it's bad. It's bad. It really is. Especially for diabetics. So, anyway, we're going to make some ice cream in this episode, y'all. I know I promised y'all a chocolate peanut butter chaffle, but no. Can't make the chocolate peanut butter chaffle. I got to make ice cream. I got to make the ice cream. Yes, sirree, Bobby. And what we're going to do is, it's so simple, people. It is so simple. And this is what you're going to need, okay? You know what? I ain't going to tell you. I'm going to tell you a little bit later in the recipe, okay? I'm going to tell you a little bit. I'm going to tease you a little bit. Yeah. This is what you're going to need. It is delicious. You're going to need a freezer.
That boy.
Ooh, yeah. Anyway. Oh, yeah, that boy. But I'm going to tell you for real, though, what you're going to need in the recipe, all right? What else we going to be talking about today? I don't know, man. Whatever comes to mind is what we going to talk about today. I know one thing, my stomach growling. I'm hungry. I should make me some breakfast, though. Should I make me a chaffle? Should I? Or better yet, you know what? Quick and easy breakfast, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all how to make a quick and easy breakfast. I'll be right back, okay? This is going to be so quick, so easy. And you guys are going to be like, what? Yeah. So, and it's all made in the microwave. Yeah, it's all made in the microwave. And some of y'all probably are, you know, going, man, why you use the microwave? I ain't use no microwave. You won't get microchip, but you eat a microwave dinner. Sure enough, will. But anyway, yeah, here we go. Hold on to your britches. We be right back. All right. Here we go, people. Quick and easy breakfast made in the microwave. Now, you take one egg, get a microwave mug, you crack that egg up in there, okay? Put you a little bit of pepper in there, season it a little bit. Get you a couple little grape tomatoes, chop them up, put them in there. Get you a little bit of cheese, just a little handful of cheese, and you put it in there. You know, the shredded cheese. Put it in there. You know, you mix everything together. Mix it up. Good. Put it in the microwave for about 60 seconds. Depends on how your microwave is. Every microwave is different. You know, some may take a minute and 30 seconds. Some may take a minute. Some may, it all depends. And it also depends on how you like your eggs. Okay, if you want them a little runny, you know. But you put them in there. Okay. Now, after my eggs get done, I just dump them out on the plate, you know. And then, or sometimes I leave them in the cup. I also use bacon, a little bit of bacon. Now, I don't cook my bacon in the microwave. I use my mini waffle maker for that. Yeah, you didn't know you could do that. Take you some raw bacon and put it up on that, heat that mini waffle maker up and put that bacon on that mini waffle maker. Close that sucker down. In about 2 to 3 minutes, that your bacon is done and it's nice and crispy, y'all. I also cook my eggs like that too, you know. Sometimes I don't even put them in the microwave. I heat up the little mini waffle maker, you know. Take and scramble my eggs up in a bowl, you know, and then throw some cheese up in there, throw some seasoning up in there, a little bit of. Now I like to use this Mexican seasoning. You know, give it that little kick, you know what I'm saying? And then throw the cheese up in there, throw the bacon up in there, throw the tomatoes up in there, chop up some spinach, throw it in there, and then I pour it out on a little mini waffle maker, close it down, and when the steam has start to rise, it is almost done, y'all. Yeah, 3 to 4 minutes, it is done. Good and done. So delicioso. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I also discovered that I could cook me some eggs, some scrambled eggs in my air fryer. Yeah. I have a little small air fryer that is perfect for me. You know, a little small one. I ain't cooking that much, just for me. You know what I'm saying? Just for me. And what I did was I took a little paper cup, right? Took a little paper cup and I put some aluminum foil inside the paper cup. Yeah. You know, and once I got the shape of the cup, I took the foil out. Well, I didn't take the foil out yet. What I did was I put all my eggs and ingredients inside the cup, mixed it in well, and then put it inside the cup. Then took the foil out of the cup, put it in the air fryer at 325 for about 5 minutes. That was a little too long, but guess what? It came out delicious. Yes, it did. Oh, I gotta tell y'all about this perfect little side dish for your barbecue on today. If you gonna grill you some meat, especially if you grill you a steak, I'm about to tell you how to hook up this little side dish, man. I know you gonna enjoy it. So hold on, I'll be right back. We gonna talk about this thing, y'all. We gonna talk about this here thing. Okay, let me break it down for y'all, man. I had an air fryer a couple of years ago. I loved the air fryer. I enjoyed the air fryer. I love it. Well, okay. The air fryer got broke. It had a little accident, you know, and it was broken. So it's been a while since I had an air fryer, and I was going to get another one. But, you know, anyway, so my sister was kind enough to see one on sale and get it for me and send it to me. And I was like, ah, very appreciative. Thank you. So since I got the air fryer again, I've been looking up all of these recipes that you can do in the air fryer, which, you know, I already knew a bunch of them. But there was one I came across the other day that I was like, I got to try this. I got to try it. And what it was a Vidalia onion. I was about to mess that word up, Vidalia. How you gonna mess up Vidalia when it's right up the road from us, man? It's not too Vidalia, Georgia, where these onions are famous for, is right up the road from you. It's not too far. It's maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours away, something like that. If that. It could be a little shorter. But I go through Vidalia all the time when I'm going to Atlanta. When I take the back roads, I'm going through Vidalia all the time. And the onion farm is like, man, they got onions galore, man. But anyway, Vidalia onions. Oh, man, this recipe is just a baked onion. And let me tell you, man, it will go good with steak. If you throw a steak on the grill, why not throw you a Vidalia onion on the grill? Now, let me tell you how to do this thing, all right? Is you listening? Here you go. You take the Vidalia onion, you cut it on the root side, you know? Cut the root off, and don't cut it too big, you know? But you cut the roots off. And then you go to the top and you cut the top off. And then you make a little slit in the side to peel it, right? You're going to take the first two layers of the onion off, okay? You know? So now you're going to take a spoon and you're going to dig down and make a hole in the center of the onion, okay? Now check this out. There is a seasoning called Everything But the Salt. It's by Miss Dash. You sprinkle that in there, okay? Now, if you ain't got that, I'm going to tell you how you can make some really good seasoning, okay? You take a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of garlic powder. Mix it together and pour it in the center of that onion. Now, if you don't have any of that, what you could do is take a beef bouillon cube and place in the center of that onion. Now you go take about a teaspoon of butter and put on top of that onion. Oh, I'm sorry, make sure you put it inside some aluminum foil. Close the aluminum foil up real good. Put it on the grill. Put it on the grill. By the time your steak is done and ready to eat, that onion should be ready. Now, what I did was I took my onion and put it in my air fryer at 400 degrees for about 30 minutes. You talking, oh man, oh my gosh, you're talking. Oh my man, oh you man, let me tell y'all, man, that onion smells so good. And when I took it out of the air fryer and I opened it up, when I opened up that aluminum foil, it smelled like a steak. Yes, it did. And I wasn't having steak that night. I was having chicken. Matter of fact, I had some chicken meatballs. Man, I opened that onion up. I took some shredded sharp cheddar cheese, placed on top, and then melted from the heat, you know. And for dessert, I fired up the air fryer again. I took a sweet potato. I cut the ends off. I rubbed it down with some olive oil. But I'm going to tell y'all another little secret about the baked potato, okay? So then I didn't put it I didn't wrap it up in an aluminum foil or anything. I just stuck that sucker down in the pan of the air fryer, left it on 400 degrees for 30 minutes. When it went ding, I took it out, put it on the plate, slid it down the middle, took butter and threw in it, and then took some cinnamon and threw in it. Oh my goodness, y'all! Let me tell you, you what you talking about, man? And make it so bad. Well, here's the thing: if it wasn't for the sweet potato, that would have been a total low-carb meal, and it would have been delicious low-carb meal. But I added the sweet potato. I got a soft spot for potatoes, y'all. Sweet potatoes and regular old Irish potatoes. I got an anchoring. I got a loving for them. For the potatoes, man. Them Idaho potatoes. Them sweet potatoes. Now, I've heard of Jamaican sweet potatoes. I want to try those. I've heard of Canadian sweet potatoes. I want to try those. And recently, I've seen two potatoes I want to try. That is, both of them are sweet potatoes. One is the white sweet potato. I want to try it. And the other one is a Japanese sweet potato. Now, some of these may be the same potato. It just be floating around different names. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, I want to try that Japanese sweet potato. And I want to try that white sweet potato. I want to try that. They look intriguing. But are they as good as the yams that came from the motherland? I just want to know. You know, I just want to try them. Because I got an anchoring for sweet potatoes. Now, y'all, that onion, that baked onion was so good, man. It was so, oh my goodness. I'm telling you, it's the beginning of the grilling season. I know you're going to grill. Grill you grill you an onion. Grill you a onion. It doesn't have to be a Vidalia onion. Even though Vidalia onions are so sweet. Oh my goodness. So delicious. It don't have to be a Vidalia onion. It can be a regular onion. The one. Even the purple onion, man. Roast that. Bake that mug. Grill that mug. Oh my goodness. Y'all just don't know, man. I can eat an onion every day. Baked in the air fryer, I could eat that mug every stinking day. Oh my goodness, it was so good. It was so good. And that's the thing about, eating low carb and doing the keto thing. I'm finding out all these recipes and trying them. Oh my goodness. Man, I'm... Oh my goodness. Y'all gotta try that onion, man. That baked onion. Y'all have got. I'm sorry to keep talking about it, but it was so delicious. It was so good. And it smelled so. Oh my gosh. Especially with. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm done. I ain't talking about that onion no more. Y'all just gotta try it. You just gotta try it. Hey, I got a question for you guys. Doesn't it feel weird to say Happy Memorial Day? It feels weird, you know? Happy. Anyway, I hope you guys are enjoying your Memorial Day, enjoying your family, friends, and loved ones. And hey, be safe out there. Alright, so I guess y'all know about the onion that I'm going to cook today. I'm going to throw mine in the air fryer. I'm not going to put it on the grill, even though I'm going to be grilling some pork chops, some chicken. Oh, you know what? No, I have a smoked turkey in there. Yeah. And I just have to heat it up, really. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a nice little fire on the grill and put my smoked turkey on there and let it heat up. Bam. But I'm going to take that onion and do it up and throw it up in the air fryer. Okay. But this time for dessert, I'm going to make some ice cream. And I'm going to tell y'all how to make some ice cream. But this is it's three ingredients. It's so simple, so easy. Three ingredients. Chocolate ice cream. Okay. I'm going to tell y'all how to make it. And I'm going to tell you in 1, 2, 3. Be right back. Okay, people. Okay, here we go. Have you guys ever heard of the mason jar ice cream? All you got to do is get you a mason jar. Well, people use mason jars. I have a plastic Jiffy peanut butter jar that I have with the lid. So this is what I do. You get some heavy whipping cream and pour 3/4. You got to fill the jar up 3/4, okay? Then you got to take, sometimes I use monk fruit sweetener, or I would use Swerve, but you can use Elios. Elios sweetener is best, okay? Put like a cup of that in there, or how sweet you want it. And then I get like it depends on how chocolate you want it. I use 1/4 cup of chocolate powder. Yeah, 100% dark chocolate. Yeah, cocoa powder. I put that in there. Now sometimes I may put vanilla in it, but it all depends on how I'm feeling and how I want it to taste. I will put vanilla in it, or I'll put some mint in it, or any other flavoring you want in it, okay? Then what you do is you put the lid on and you shake, and you shake and you shake it for about 5 to 10 minutes. Usually I shake it about 6 minutes, and then I put it in the freezer. And since I'm gonna have ice cream for dessert, when I get up, because this is like, it's what, like 4 now. Matter of fact, when I'm done with this podcast, I'm gonna go in there and make my ice cream, shake it up, put it in the freezer, because I'll probably eat my ice cream later tonight around about 8:30, 9 o'clock, when I'm watching the fireworks or watching a movie on television, on Netflix or whatever. That's when I'll have the ice cream, even though that is a little too late to be eating ice cream, but you know, gotta have it. And anyway, I want to make sure it's good and ready. Or I might not eat the ice cream tonight. Eat the berries. Eat my whipped cream and berries. Now, I did something interesting. I had some kefir milk. if you guys know what kefir milk is, I got some kefir milk. What I probably would do is put it in the bullet blender with maybe some strawberries, or I might just mix it. Kefir, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, yeah, with a tad bit of vanilla, and maybe a couple of teaspoons of Elio's sweetener, and put it in a bullet mixer and let it mix and let it chill for a little while, and then eat that maybe. Man, I'm getting on this different eating kick, you know. The foods that I love, like pizza and hamburgers and stuff, like, I still eat some every now and then, but not on a regular basis like I used to. I have dropped some more weight. Like I said before, I got to get my health together because I want to be around for my grandkids, man. I got to be around for them grandbabies, you know what I'm saying? When my kids start having them. Oh, I'm not rushing anything, but you know. You know. And also, man, who knows? I may be living a single life again. And, you know, brother got to be like, psst. Ow, you know, so it all depends, man. But yeah, you guys, man, try that ice cream. Make you some ice cream. Let me tell you, it's delicious. It is delicious. If I don't make my ice cream, I usually go to Publix and get the Rebel ice cream, which is low fat, low carb. It is delicious. It's delicious. And it's keto friendly. It's delicious. Or usually, but like I said, now I'm making my own. I would rather make my own, you know, because I just like making it. It's fun. It's fun to do, you know. But yeah, you guys, try that ice cream. Don't forget to try that onion. And that is going to be it for this episode of the Coffee Black Show. Hey, enjoy your Memorial Day. Enjoy your family, friends, and loved ones. Until next time, y'all. Peace. I'm out of here. Yeah, folks, it's about that time for me to get up out of here. This is the REGGIE up on the MIC. I hope you gained something from the show. A laugh, a chuckle, a giggle, or a smile. Remember, people, love each other, take care of each other. Love, peace, and chicken grease, folks. I'm out.